After the ceremony, news filtered out to Iraqis that the 14-month occupation was formally over. The day's events became the topic of conversation in taxicabs and beauty shops and on Baghdad's most popular independent and uncensored radio call-in show, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
At 11 this morning, Radio Dijla broke into its regular call-in show to announce Iraq was a sovereign nation. In the 2 months Radio Dijla has been on the air, the show logs more than 18,000 calls a day. For those who can get through to the two call-in lines, complaints usually reflect the violence and despair of everyday life. But today, callers wanted to celebrate.
At least in our world, in our radio world, everybody's happy.
Ahmed al-Rakabi runs the station. He says after 35 years of silence under Saddam, Iraqis now have plenty to say.
The common thing between all the callers is a wish to see this day ending without a car bomb, without an explosion. People were almost begging the terrorists to give the Iraqi people a break today, to enjoy this day.
The conversations went on for hours. An informal opinion poll that indicated these callers, at least, were willing to give the new Iraqi government a chance. We have been isolated for about 35 years. We're tired of only the Chinese and the Russians coming here. We want to be open to the Europeans, says this caller. But the honeymoon may not last. What is important and needed is action, not words. That is the important thing, says this caller. With power blackouts, overflowing sewers, unemployment, and a growing determined insurgency, Iraqis expect a lot from the new government. Today, despite predictions that sovereignty would do little to change daily life, callers were upbeat, says al-Rakabi.
It's giving them hope. I mean, the idea that sovereignty means nothing. Maybe we'll start to hear this sometime next week. Probably next week they will start to complain. Probably we will see this, but not today.
Even the complaints are mild. For example, this caller, who has a suggestion for the power blackouts. I want to call the electric ministry to keep the electricity on until the morning so we can celebrate, says the caller. Iraq's 26 ministries are now in Iraqi hands. The government has new powers, but credibility rests on improving security. The prime minister has the backing of American troops. His authority will be undermined if they have to step in.
Everyone give a round of applause.
On a U.S. military base in the middle of Baghdad, a young American soldier is promoted in a small ceremony that takes place at the same time as the handover of power. American military commanders knew in advance that the schedule was pushed forward. It was a surprise to Captain Zachary Miller.
I had no idea. I got the call from our operations center, and they talked about some of the force protection measures that we're probably going to be taking.
Captain Miller's job is installing sewers in Baghdad's poorest neighborhoods, projects on a fast track now, as long as the violence is not overwhelming. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.